The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 21. Taboo Things. Section 7. Ceremonies at Haircutting. But when it becomes necessary to crop the hair, measures are taken to lessen the dangers which are supposed to attend the operation. The chief of Namosi in Fiji always ate a man by way of precaution when he had had his hair cut. There was a certain clan that had to provide the victim, and they used to sit in solemn council among themselves to choose him. It was a sacrificial feast to avert evil from the chief. Amongst the Maoris, many spells were uttered at haircutting. One, for example, was spoken to consecrate the obsidian knife with which the hair was cut. Another was pronounced to avert the thunder and lightning which haircutting was believed to cause. He who has had his hair cut is in immediate charge of the Atana, spirit. He is removed from the contact and society of his family and his tribe. He dare not touch his food himself. It is put into his mouth by another person. Nor can he for some days resume his accustomed occupations or associate with his fellow men. The person who cuts the hair is also tabooed. His hands having been in contact with a sacred head, he may not touch food with them or engage in any other employment. He is fed by another person with food cooked over a sacred fire. He cannot be released from the taboo before the following day, when he rubs his hands with potato or fern root which has been cooked on a sacred fire. And this food having been taken to the head of the family in the female line and eaten by her, his hands are freed from the taboo. In some parts of New Zealand, the most sacred day of the year was that appointed for haircutting. The people assembled in large numbers on that day from all the neighborhood.